Viter in Chas. Beer and Bubba Basa, Daf Kuf Samaches. Picking up on Kuf Sam Zion will be by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom. Second word, Hahu Tavra. So we set up that Edom are not going to sign a shover, that's a receipt for Iksuba, unless they recognize the people that are involved over there. So therefore, if a woman comes and she says that she has this shover that was incorrectly given by someone who's a Chia, we don't believe her. So the Gemara, who Tavra, there was this receipt, Dahava Chasim Allah Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, he was signed on it. Asiyah Lekameh Ahi Itzah, so this woman whose name was on it, she came in front of him. And Amalei, she said, Lav Anahavai, it wasn't for me who you signed. Maybe it was some other woman who had the name, we have the same name as my husband and me, but I didn't get paid my ksuba. I guess never got it yet. So he says to her, Ana nami amri lehu. I also said to my edom when you came into this court right now that you're not the right person, right? Those people who signed with me on this document, I said to them, she's not the one, right? You came and I said right away, you're not the woman on who I signed. So like you telling the truth, girl. Like I know what you're saying, be the MS. Va'amrli, but they said to me, make a shu de kashila. Not sure it's her. She just got old. She got older. Says Rishbam, Hiskino Kfar Nishtana Vinasa Kolava. She got older and her voice became thicker. Ubaga la kala, right? So back in the thing. So the Meka Shuda Kashilo, Bhagav Lakala, and her voice became more deep. And then when I really paid attention, I realized, really, you are the one. Amar Abaye says, Afagav da Amar Abanan. Even the Chum said, beep, turn the page, Kuf Samaches. Kevan Shehigit Shuvin Chozer Omagid. Once an aide goes and he gives testimony, he testifies about something, he can no longer go ahead and change his testimony. Right? Once you say that, so then you locked in, says Rishbam, Nafkalom Sech Shavuas, Im Lo Yagid, we'll learn Shavuos. It's not the way of a Tzur Mirabanan like Rabbi Yirmiyah to go out and to really look into the, you know, to look at a woman like this. So his statement that it was not her, really we don't believe, and he's believed to actually take back and say, realize it is her. Right? So what that means is that, hold on, he said, you're right, it's not you, but then after he said, oh, it is you, but once you said it's not, so shouldn't that be stuck right there, that's not her? He says, no, says Rashbam, Sumer Abadon, Kei and Kagon, of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Lav Darki Lameda Kol HaKir Ben Noshim Kol Kach, I'm not going to focus on women so much. I go to Kamaisa Sha'amer, the Lav Ihi, Lav Klumi, the fact that he says it, it wasn't her, that doesn't really mean that. Velo Mikri Chozer Magad, I called her Chozer Magad, but Sha'amer Lebesof, Ati, but the fact that he says at the end, oh, Taka is you. Elishin Ishtana Kolech, the Kirin Da Omer, and therefore we're going to believe such a thing. Tell the Gemara story about the resistor receipt. The Havachasam Ali Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amrlei. So the woman, when it came, this woman says to Yirmiyah Bar Abba, she says, you should just know that Lava Nahava, it wasn't me when you signed it for her. I didn't get it. Amrlei says to her, Ibra Antavos, like, nice try, girl. That was you. It absolutely, positively was you. Amrabai, Abai said about this, Havachasam Ali Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, that's not the normal way that you go ahead and really check into this the women to know who they are. Came to doc. If he actually did check, so then we assume that he actually did do such a thing, and therefore we don't actually believe this person to say that she's not who she says she actually is. Says Rashbam, Afik of the Rabban and Torah, Rabban and Lavar, Chilamedek, Kun of Yermio, Shetain, Tchila, Shaloikira, that he said, you recognize the first woman. Afilachi, Kivan, the Amid, Digdak, the Yafim, Hata, Omekira, Samchinale. When he says they did check them, we believe it. Kadamin and Gabi, Rab Yermio, Shamchina, Masha, Amid, Labasov, to give it to Dak. Since he did check, he did check. Oh, Amar Abaye, Hait, Sub Rabban, is great Torah scholars, that these rabbinic scholars, the students, the Azal, Kedusha Yitzha, they want to go and they want to marry a woman. Nidbar am ha'aretz bahadei. Should take an am ha'aretz along with him. Sisters from Nidbar means linog am ha'aretz, mistakel makir benoshim. Someone who like looks and actually knows women. And then someone checks out women, because Dilma Machlifu Lamine, lest he go and switch her for another one and take her away from him. He doesn't look at women, and therefore there may be like a switcheroo going on, kind of like the whole Rachel Leah shtick going on, but there, obviously not. Next part of the Mishnah about Nosin Schar, the husband pays the fees of the shtar, of the sofer. My time, what's pshat? Why is it? But the wife is the one who's getting free by giving the get. Right, she's not free, so why would the husband have to pay for it? The Amarikar Pasikas for Kasa for Nasan, and he shall write and he shall give it to her, and he's saying that the husband's one who has to give the get over here, so he's got to pay for it as well. Okay, but nowadays, the law of Dina Nachi, we don't do like this, we don't make the husband pay. Shadu Abana Aisha, the rabbis put it on the women to go and pay. Ki Keichi Delo Lishaya. Lishaye, so the woman doesn't get stuck because of this situation. Right? So basically, in order to make sure that the woman can get married, this is a practical reality over here. Like, if you don't want to do it, fine, don't. The husband's like, I'm not doing it either. And then this woman's not going to get married. So we say, go ahead and pay for it. Next part of Mishnah Kosher Shalulov Alpha Bishen Mavimo. He can write a loan for a borrower, even though the lender's not with him, and now the borrower's going to owe it because he's taking a risk over here. Pshita says, obviously, if he's the one who's going to gain from it, so he should want to have to pay. Lo Tzricha Be'iska. We're talking about a case where this is not a straight up loan, but it's an Iska. This takes back to Bar Mitzvah style. Says Rashbam, Ma'us Lamachtis Schar. It's like when there's a business transaction going on that one person is going to get money and the other person is going to do business. It's like an investor of sorts, and it's going to be a profit, and it's going to be divided between the two of them. That even though this thing is going to give the lender, and also the Mishnah says that the borrower is the one who has to go and he has to pay the money for it. So I go to investors, say, come help me out with this. We write a shtar. I'm the one who has to pay because I'm the one who's really getting, you know, setting this up over here. You can write a document for a seller, even though the buyer is not with him, the buyer has to pay for it. It says, pshita, obviously, right? The buyer is the one who has to go. He's going to be gaining, so he has to pay. We're talking about a case where the seller is selling his field because of the fact that it's not a good quality field, right? It's a field which the stuff that comes out of it isn't so great, or it's not the greatest location from where a person lives. And such a massive, the seller wants to get rid of it. He's actually anxious to be getting rid of it, so he's getting a better end by absolutely getting rid of this field over here. And you think, okay, he's getting a nub more than the buyer. Therefore, you have to pay. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, the buyer is always the one who's benefiting more. Like the old saying goes, if you buy, you acquired. If you sell, you've lost. Right? And that is the Ukeda Amri Inchi. Zavant Kanis. Obein Uzavin Oved. Next part of Mishnah, in Koshen Shtareiris, and you can't write Shtareiris unless you, in such a case, you have to be the Chasan and the Kalapay. Pshita, obviously, they're both gaining. Lotzricha, the fields of Rabbanan, and even if it's a Rabbanan, Danicha Le, Lechamua, Lekrove, who the father-in-law, there's this wife, this woman's father, wants to have a shaykhis to this great scholar, so therefore he's the one who's getting over here, therefore you think that only he has to pay. Nope, the chassan also has to pay as well. Next part of Mishnah, Ein Kosen Shai, Rises V'Kablanos. You don't write the sharecropper and the tenant farmer, right? They get a shlish, riva, chatzi, mechsa, right? You know, next part of the Mishnah says that Ein Kosen Shai, Rises V'Kablanos. You can't write these things unless you have the das of Shneim, both them, and the Mekabel is going to know Sin Schar. They're the ones just to go ahead and give the Schar. It says, Gmar Pshita. But they're the ones who are getting enough from it. We're talking about a case where what? Where the land has to not be used. You have to leave it without planting at all for the initial time over here because it can't be planted every year, but they have to lie fallow, you know, every other year in order to improve that the land's going to be worked well. And in a case where it was drawn up during that year, he can't plant crops until the next year, right? Still, what is it telling him? It's telling him that even though he's not getting enough from me, he says he's got to pay because ultimately he's going to get enough. Ain't kosen shabirin elamidashtayan. You can't write a star bearin except for with the das of both them. The respondent said over there that the Gemara is going to explain what this means. My star bearin. What does that mean, star bearin? What is that talking about? Hacha targimu star tainasa. Here in Bava, they explain that what it means is staros that record the arguments of the people going back and forth, you know, like the minutes of the, you know, levarer, something means to clarify something. So the court, they have these sofrim that were writing down the information to prevent them from later changing what their arguments were. that these are shtaros that are recorded by the judges chosen by those that are involved, the two parties involved, based on the statement that this one picks for himself a judge and this one picks for himself a judge as well. Says Rashbam, Zebur lo dayin echad, that's what berin, vayukosa mishtar ploni berin lo dayin ploni, and ploni berin lo as ploni. They write that down in the shtar itself. Last part of the Mishnah, Shimon ben Gamliel, said, L'shneim kosin shneim, we write two shtaros for the two litigants, L'zeh la'atzmo v'zeh la'atzmo, each one, right, for this one his own, and for this one his own, right, for each one of them. Let's say that the machlokas over here between Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel, at the Tanakam writes apparently there's only one shtar, and that the Shimon Gamliel is writing here two shtars over here. Let's say that they're arguing over what's the machlokas, but kofin amida Sodom, whether we coerce people not to behave like Sodom, like the people of Sodom. What is that? Right, so we know the Mishnah in Avos. What did the Mishnah in Avos family tell us? It says, Rishba, Midas Sodom, Kedetnan, Omer Shali Shali, Shalcha, Shalcha, Zu Midas Benis. Yeshom and Zu Midas Sodom, some say, one is mine and mine, what's yours and yours. Some say that's called Sodom. So, Lame, Tanakama, Savar, Shneim, Nosin, Schar, both of them get, have to pay. Venosin, Shtar, Echad, Bein, Shneim, but it's only one Shtar between two of them. Vim, Yomar, Echmeam, Loatin, Schar, Kani, Chafet, Shaili, Shtar, Shtar, Echad, I like it because I want to Shtar, Echad, Avadi. And when you have one, me have one, yeah, Shali, Shali, Shacha, Shacha. Kofino Sovosin Echad, you only do one, you force me to do only one. Kimash Amar Mida Sodomi. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Sovain Kofin, we don't do such a thing, and therefore we allow it to have. They can have that behavior. Tanagama says, we don't allow this sodomite behavior. And Rosh Hashanah says, nah, it's okay, we do. Lame, kofan, me, so, come in, figli, damaris, have a kofan. And Tanagama says, we're kofan. We don't allow them to behave in such a way, and therefore you have to have one document to share, and they each pay for it. And Marisol, the other one says, ain't kofan, no, we don't deal with this type of, you know, it's up to them to go ahead to work on their midot, to vote. But we don't force them to go and do such a thing, and therefore, one shtar, they could each have their own shtar. So, well, law, of course not. The kuliyam kofin, everyone would say that we don't allow people to behave in such ways. We try to stop people behaving like that. What's the reason for Shimon Gamliel over here that he says they allow them each have their thing? He says, lo nichale li. One of them says the other, it's not nich, it's not, I don't agree with this, that to have his zvut zchusach gab his chusi, that your zchuyos, their argument should be written, and mine, and one shtar, the dumbest alai ki arya arva, because you are to me like a lurking lion, right? Having my arguments next to your arguments in the same shtar and available for you to look at it is because of your fighting over here, it's going to bring you to come and fight with me whenever you see the shtar, because you are, in respect to me, like a lion always ready to pounce. Therefore, I prefer that each one of us has his own shtar and his own arguments. And this Rabbi Gamliel said that makes sense. And therefore, we're not worried that this is like a Sodom type of behavior because that's not the focus of it. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Misha par mixas chov of someone who paid part of his chov, hishlish es shtaros, and then he deposited his shtar with a third party. Right, so the borrower and the lender both agreed that rather than going through the trouble of writing a shovar receipt, they would entrust the shtar to a third party. So one repaid part of his chov and put the shtar with the third party. For Amalo and said to the third party, Im lo. We got to switch room. Im lo 18 lecha. If I don't give you the rest of the money, mekan of your employment for now to the you know, this particular day, ten lo shtar, then give him the shtar. And then, you know, give it over to him, and it's up to me to deal with the fact that he may get even more money out of me. It gives man. So the time came, Velonos, and the guy actually didn't pay how much he owed. Should the third party now give it back to the lender? I beat you, right? Who now says the guy only paid me half of it. There's the stuff left, but on it, he didn't pay me any of it. Rabbi Yosef Yitain, he says, yeah, give it back to him. That was the deal. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, lo Yitain. No, you don't give it back to him. But Mike Mifka, what are they arguing over? Rabbi Yosef Savar, Asmachta Kanya. He says that Asmachta is Kona. This, my friends, is a Heilige throwback to Bava Metzia. We just saw it in the Darm. We're going to see later on. But that is, he says, Asmachta Kanya. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Asmachta lo Kanya. It's not Kona. What is an Asmachta? Asmachta means to be somich on something. Right, we use that when a person makes a commitment, the expectation that he's never going to have to actually follow it. All right, so a person says, yeah, and if I don't, then you give it. But the person was just saying a statement, but we don't really take it literally. So Rabbi Yossi says, we do. Smach the kanya for give it back to him. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not kanya, so you don't give it back to him. So what that means in this particular case of the discussion is that the borrower promises to give up the amount that he already paid. He doesn't pay the full amount by a certain date. And he had that in mind that, of course, he didn't want to pay everything again, but he's trying to say, like, don't worry, lender, trust me, I'm going to get it back by a certain time. So Yehuda and Yossi are arguing whether this idea is binding or not. The basic din is that a person can't get out of a commitment that he said verbally and he did some sort of kinyan on unless there's a reason. There's some sort of evidence here that he did not seriously mean it. Rabbi Yossi says that such evidence is lacking, even in the case of an asmachta. Therefore, he meant it. You said something, you say what you mean what you say. And according to him, asmachta is kanya, it's binding. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, asmachta is not binding. According to him, it's self-evident that such a commitment is not meant to be taken seriously. Amar Rav Nachman, Rabbi Ravu, Amar Rav, halachic Rabbi Yossi, halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you speak, you get a hold, we hold up to what you actually said over there, smach this kanya. Since Rabbi Yochanan has taught us the first time and the second time, halachic Rabbi Yossi, halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, ani ma'aseh, what can I do now? In other words, he wasn't masking, Rabbi Yossi is not masking Rabbi Yossi, but he can't argue with his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, so he's kind of stuck over there. Ve'ein halachic Rabbi Yossi. Now, the halacha actually does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Really, we say smachta is not kanya, so even though it was a nice shtick of toyr over here, it doesn't work over here. But if you did some sort of kinyan, right, in front of a beis din, then it would be. And that's what Rambam says, af bishan nimuko imoda smachta lo kanya, elam kin konu minei be'beis din chashuv, but the lo onis, k'dam v'sechus nedarim. So the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, and asmachta is not kanya. Zok the next halacha mishnah. Let's say someone has a shtar chov. In other words, you owe me money. I have the IOU, and now it got erased. Like it got ruined. Says Rishpam me'atzmo shenitashteish or shenafal of mayim. Either what happened was it got like rubbed out or water fell on it. And then what do we do? It got stained. Or other ink fell on it. Maimin alav edim. What do? You bring an edim who can say that this actually happened. They know it was written over there. Says there's problem. But from their base, and they come from a base. They also know kiyam, and they make a kiyam. Right? They validate for him, and it says ish poloni ben poloni nimchak shtar shtar was nimchak beyond poloni on this particular date. Beep, turn the page. Kuf samachesam a base. Poloni poloni edim poloni, and these are the two edim. These are his edim. Tana Rabba nanzak the heilig gemara ezu kiyuma. What is the text that they write to be mekayim this? Like, what do they write on this new shtar? But most of Talasa Avina on a Poloni, sitting in a court of three were these three people. Hotzi Poloni ben Poloni Shtar Mochik Lefinenu, this person brought out the race document, beyond Poloni this particular date, the Poloni Edov, and these two people were his Edom. V'yem Kasivbo, who's Kaknule do so shale Edim. And let's say, he writes that, we investigated this testimony of the Edom. V'nim tzei seidusa mechuvanes. We find that it's mechuvan. It makes sense, right? This original Edom come and testify. This is their signatures. Gova. Then he can now be gova the chov based off this. V'ena tzarech lavi raya. He doesn't have to bring any raya, right? Anything that any sort of properties is owned by the borrower since the date of the original sale, everything's good and dandy. V'im lav. But if not, if not, then the tzarech lahavi raya. Then he has to bring a raya that he actually owes them something over here, right? So that is that when a shtar is brought for the payment, he has to prove that it wasn't forged, right? This is brought by you bring the edem to confirm the signatures on the document that it's good. So by our case also, the original shtar maybe was mezuyified, maybe it's forged. The witnesses who came before the court now, they testified only to what they saw written in the shtar. They don't know whether or not it was good. But since the document was erased, it's difficult to go validate the signatures. So unless the court certifies that they had figured out that the original testimony is good, then this person can't use this replacement shtar like that. He has to bring other evidence of how much it was and the date and other different things. Nikra pasul. Let's say the shtar is torn, then it's pasul. Says Rosh Pam, Nikra ayde adam. If it's ripped out, niskira kasha. But if it got ripped on its own, says Rosh Pam, miatzmo, then it's kasha. Nimchako nitashtesh. If it got erased or the ink fell on and stained it, im rishum nikar. If you can still clearly see the rishum, the markings on a kasha, it's going to be kasher. Heichidam nikra, heichidam niskra. Niskra. How do you know if it was ripped by someone or it was ripped on its own? How does that, what do we know? Rav Yehuda says, nikra kera shel beis din, document's torn, has a tear, that was made by beis din. It's a particular way that they would do it. Nikra kera sheino shel beis din. And if it's niskra, it means it's a rip that's not from beis din. Heichidam kera shel beis din. What does that mean? Rav Yehuda, makom edim, makom azman, makom atorif. They make a tear that goes through the place of where the edim signed, the place of the date, and of the torif, which means of the essence of the shtar itself. Abaye amar, shasiv erev, it's ripped like an X. Shasiv erev.
Hanu arvaidas lepumpadisa. There are a bunch of Arabian nights. Says Rashbam, Yishme Elim. These Arabois, Arubuchkis. They came to Pumpadisa. Davaka unsei arasa de inshe. They were coming. They're forcing people's land away. Right? They were forcing it. Says Rashbam, when we took Shayu Badli Zor, there were strong people, strong like bull. Kofan Balim lost his Gamashtar, Shalu Khalara. They said, give them the Shtar, so they can't argue on it. Kind of like what the Nazis, Machbam Zuchim, did. Asumar Vasayu Lakamida Bain, the owners of the lands that they didn't take it to them, they came from Rabbi Omerle, and they said, Lech Se Mar Shtar, and let Mar see our Shtar, so you can see each one, to see whether or not they are good, and that we are really the owners of these fields. For Lichtav Lod Mar Shtar, Achmin Alei, and read another Shtar. The Mitnes Chad said, if one of them gets taken by force, the Ketina of Chad Beidem, of the other one that we'll still have. They won't realize the fact that we have this extra one over here, and then eventually we'll be able to get it back, right, at some point in time. Yeah, people. These rabbis are going to sell to someone. We can produce these shtaros and actually get this stuff back. Amar Lui said to them, "My eved luchu, what should I do?" Tamar of Safra in kosin shtei shtaros and sadach. It's carrying two shtaros, one shtar, one sadah. Tamar tarif for other tarif, because maybe you're going to collect and then you're going to collect again. Right, so we can't do that. But they said, "Avu kotar delay." They kept pushing him over here and saying, "Amar lei l'safre," to get him out of this issue. They kept pressing him. He said to the sofrim, "Zilk suvla, go right for them." Hu ala mechak veidav ala niyar. Right for them a shtar, but the text should be on erased paper and the signatures on fresh. The puzzle, because we know such a thing we saw earlier in Kuf Samach Daled, that's going to be puzzle to do such a thing. So he said, do this, get them off my back over here. But maybe the markings of the first one are still going to be nikar, right? He's not going to completely erase the first one because he's going to write over it, and therefore he's still able to read it. That if it got erased or got spilled on or something like that, it's still going to be kosher. Did I say that they should write and erase a good shtar? Aleph Beis Ba'al Mekamina. I'm just saying that they should write and erase some letters of the Aleph Beis. Don't write a whole shtar and then rewrite the whole thing over there. Just make it, just write something and erase it so it's not going to be good. Right, but not in a way that we're going to come with the issue you just brought up. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.